there were a lot of people there too, but the five of us, for whatever reason, just kind of were fast friends. And that was kind of what was special, is that we were friends first, and there was, like, music was built into the whole thing.
The members of the band Group Love randomly met on the Greek island of Crete to spend a month on an artist compound. The gathering was primarily focused on painting, but of course, music always makes its way into the mix. Several people involved in the artist residency would get together at the end of the day, pass the guitar around, sing songs, dance, and partake in general merriment. That serendipitous summer marked the beginning of the band. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. The members of the band Group Love may have all met in Greece, but none of them actually lived there. After their artist residency was over, they had to go back to their normal lives. Christian and Hannah went back to New York. Andrew and Ryan headed home to California, and Sean went to London. When they got back home, they all had the sense that they weren't actually just leaving a summer memory behind, but that there was actually something really special that happened between all of them, and they wanted to figure out a way to keep that going. So a few months later, they all reconvened in L.A. and started the band Group Love. The band now has a self-titled EP out and are in the process of finishing their debut full-length, Never Trust a Happy Song. The new album will feature artwork from Group Love member Hannah Hooper, who also did the cover of their EP. She talks to the alternate side's Elise Ali about painting during their session in Studio A.
So Hannah did the art for the EP. This is actually the second cover that you did.
Yeah.
The first cover, what happened?
The first cover was rejected. It looked too much like JFK. Uh-huh. And we were told that unless all the songs are about JFK, it's a ridiculous thing.
Is this
a
true legal thing?
It's called an editorial CD.
So, basically we had to get in touch with Caroline Kennedy for permission because she's the sole person that gives out permission to use his image.
Even though it's not him.
Even though it wasn't him. We couldn't get in touch. We got in touch with her chief of staff. JFK's chief of staff.
Yeah,
and he's like 86 now or something and was like, send me the image. We sent him the image, then he's like, oh, this looks nothing like him. I'm a balls to the wall type of guy. I would say use it. And then we sent that to our lawyers, like verbatim, and they were like, balls to the wall type of guy isn't really going to work. So
is that going to hold up in a court of law?
Yeah. So, I was like, I would rather do a new cover than get sued by the Kennedys.
I am a man, 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 man up in the air. And I run around, round, round, round this downtown and act like I don't care. So when you see me flying by the planet's moon, you don't need to explain if everything's changed. Just know I'm just like you.
You did a pretty cool video. I'm talking about the video for Colors.
For not a lot of money.
Really?
Which is crazy, yeah.
He cut you a deal?
How did we did Kickstarter, which was totally embarrassing, but it worked.
It's not embarrassing
at all. It's kind of... It was awesome.
Anna and Christian begging for money.
No, Kickstarter, I think, is a great way. Yeah. And don't talk to me about being ashamed of begging for money. This is public radio.
So donate, everybody.
Thank you. Seriously,
donate. We're donating right now.
Show the love.
And why is...
Here's those hundreds you asked for, by the way.
Yeah, here's that money. And then fill the room with money, like DuckTales.
Woo!
Yeah, I'll step out of my little country and I travel seas in a long boat. And now I'll find myself in a small town. It's so remote I couldn't choke.
Live music from Group Love and the song Don't Say Oh Well. Today's Take 5 was produced by Elise Ali. Hear more artists like this at thealternateside.org.